In a shocking tale of betrayal and greed, a former Sean Cody star's pursuit of wealth led to a chilling crime. David Enrique Meza, known in the gay adult film world as Mario Romo, committed an unspeakable act when he stabbed his 52-year-old wealthy lover, Jake Marandino, to death in a calculated plan to inherit his $3 million estate and his $300,000 oceanfront condo. After committing this heinous act, he callously disposed of Jake Marandino's body by dumping it off a cliff near Rosarito, Mexico. Consequently, David Meza was sentenced to life in prison. Join me as I dive deep into this shocking case and uncover the dark motivations behind this tragic betrayal. Jake Clyde Marandino, affectionately known as Jay to his friends and family, was born on September 22, 1963, and grew up in Beaumont, Texas. He inherited his fortune from his parents, who both worked for ExxonMobil, but he also made some extra money by flipping houses. He used his money to travel around the world and also invested in art. He was described by his friends as a gentle giant who enjoyed his wealth but was still exceedingly generous, often to his own detriment. He was also described as the life of the party. At the age of 52, Jake was prepared to retire early and start a new life in Mexico alongside his 25-year-old lover, David Meza. David Meza was an adult film actor and escort who went by the stage name Mario Romo. He had previously been featured on popular gay adult sites such as Sean Cody. Jake Marandino met David when he hired him as an escort through an online ad while vacationing in San Diego in June 2013, and he was instantly infatuated. Jake frequently showered David with extravagant gifts, including sports cars and a motorcycle. However, David had a secret. Unbeknownst to Jake, David was simultaneously in a relationship with a woman named Taylor Langston, who at the time was pregnant with his child. On April 29th, the two men rented a car and traveled to Mexico so Jake could finalize a deal for a $300,000 property at Palacio del Mar, an upscale oceanfront development. Upon their arrival, they discovered that the condo was not ready yet, prompting them to drive back across the border and check into the Hearser Hotel in Chula Vista, San Diego. The next morning, they returned to Mexico with Jake driving his Range Rover and David following closely behind on his motorcycle, a 2014 Christmas gift from Jake, as noted in the affidavit. They checked into Bobby's by the Sea Hotel across the border, where Jake was observed in the lobby between 7 p.m. and 8 p.m. on May 1st, requesting a bottle opener. At 10:30 p.m., guests reported hearing a motorcycle depart from the hotel. David was the only one with such a vehicle. He was captured on CCTV, re-entering the U.S. half an hour later. He had returned to his San Diego apartment that he shared with his girlfriend. 2 hours later, at 12:35 a.m., he called Jake and headed back to Rosarito, while Taylor followed in an SUV. At 1 a.m., a hotel security guard observed Jake leaving the hotel in his Range Rover. Jake informed the guard that he needed to assist a friend who was stranded on the road. 2 hours later, at 3 a.m., Mexican police spotted Jake's vehicle abandoned along a rural highway. Upon further investigation, they identified signs of a struggle near his car, marked by a trail of blood. This evidence ultimately led to the discovery of Jake's body at the bottom of a ravine, located just 5 minutes from the hotel. He had been stabbed a total of 20 times, and his throat was viciously slit. No surveillance camera captured David returning to Mexico. However, FBI records indicated that he was seen re-entering the U.S. at 3:57 a.m. Approximately 25 minutes later, Taylor Langston, driving a black SUV without license plates, was spotted at the same entry point before crossing back into the U.S. Later that evening, at 7 p.m., the pair returned to Bobby's by the Sea in the same black SUV that Taylor had been seen in earlier. According to hotel staff, David stated that he needed to retrieve personal items from the room he had been sharing with Jake. However, Jake's $15,000 Rolex watch, iPhone, iPad, and laptop were all later discovered to be missing. Days after Jake's body was found, an attorney in Texas who had prepared the 52-year-old's will in 1998 filed probate paperwork. However, David, through his own attorneys, contested the probate paperwork, allegedly presenting a handwritten will on a hotel notepad that claimed that he was the sole heir to Jake's estate. This document was said to have been written by Jake on December 21, 2014, designating David as the victim's only heir. Despite this claim, David has consistently denied any involvement in Jake's death. However, documents reveal that David admitted that he and Taylor had initially planned to rob Jake, but ultimately got cold feet. He claims to have phoned Jake on the night of his death, arranging to meet at the exact location where his body would later be discovered. When Taylor was interviewed, she stated that she crossed into Mexico on May 1st to visit David's friend, Joe. She claimed they spent 4 hours at Joe's place before returning home. Contrarily, Joe, identified as Jose Aguilera by the FBI, denied ever seeing the pair, stating that he hadn't interacted with them in a year and that they had never visited his home in Tijuana. He further informed agents that David had called him a week prior, urging him to lie to the police. Investigators zeroed in on David after he initially lied about his relationship with Jake and tried to cash in on the handwritten will after the murder. As the evidence mounted, including David's cell phone pinging a few feet from the crime scene, authorities pushed for answers. Eventually, David told law enforcement he lured Jake to the ravine so he could get the key to the condo and steal his stereo equipment. But David claimed, after he got the key, he left Jake on the side of the road, alive, and drove back to San Diego. 8 months after Jake Merendino's death, the feds arrested David Meza and his now wife, Taylor Langston. The pair were arrested in Imperial Beach, California. Jake Merendino's belongings that were missing were found inside the couple's apartment. Taylor pleaded guilty to conspiracy to obstruct justice for a false alibi and was sentenced to 18 months in prison. Her attorney claimed David manipulated and physically abused her. David was convicted of murdering Jake Merendino and was sentenced to life in prison. The judge called his actions extreme brutality. What are your thoughts on this case? Let me know in the comment section below. And don't forget to subscribe for more LGBTQ true crime.